This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch Hashem, I see Kala Lashon is back online. Yesterday it was offline. Good afternoon, everyone. Wonderful to see you. Reminder for anybody that didn't yet give for Hatzalah, I think I'm going to be mailing it in on Thursday, so you could still hop around and make a check to Hatzalah Central Jersey. Also, if you want to give money for Beitar. So we're holding here, sponsored by Fish Family, Lili Nishmas, Basi Bas Rabbi, Shalom Ben Avram Levi, Paro Bas Ruvain, Lili Nishmas, Dovah Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Feli Yom Hashem, Chai Sar, Yaakov Ben Basi Aleah, Veschus of Avram, Yom Ben Ishmael, Malki Yehudas, and family, Bayol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, Feli Rigdai, Ben Rifkin, Debas Chai Sar, Yitzbin Simon Dush, Rifk Bashi Aleah, Chana Bash Shashabina, Dvar Bash Shashabina, Meshmeh Ben Esther Fadl, Meh Ben Chai Sar, they should have a Refu Shalema, Mesei Shachal Yisrael. You know, a lot of times when you get something, it says assembly needed, right? One of people's biggest nightmares, assembly needed. So that's the next case over here. Tana Sheba Mechutach Mebeis Uman. It comes in strips, from the craftsman, and it needs to be put together. It needs to be assembled. And you assemble the pieces by putting around the strips earthenware hoops. When you put it together, it's tar. The benefit of that is if you get the oven from a craftsman who's an Am Haaretz, you don't want him to make it tame. Now, it could become tame when it's assembled. Silek es lemudav, but if you remove the hoops, it's tar. And then herziran lo, even if you put the hoops back, it's tar, because it's only tame if you did it when it came from the craftsman. Later on, if you put the hoops back, that's not enough to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. However, merchoy betit, if you coat it then with plaster, then mekabel tumah, then it will be mekabel tumah. Ve'ein tzarich la'asikenu, you don't have to re-fire it up, shekvar husak, because it was already fired up when you used it before. Now, let's say the oven was cut into rings. Chatochu chulyus, was cut into rings, and each ring was less than four tvachim. So now the way it is, it's not going to be mekabel tumah as an oven. But then v'nosan chel bein chulya l'chulya, you put sand in between each of the rings or pebbles, and then you coated it with clay. And afterwards you coated it with clay. This is the famous oven where there was a huge controversy between the Chacham and Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says that since it has the sand in the middle, it doesn't keep the heat in enough, and it's not an oven, and therefore he says it's tar. This is the legendary oven of the serpent. Achnoi is a serpent, because the rabbis surrounded this oven with all kinds of svaris and all kinds of machlokes. And here we know that this is one of the most fireworks arguments in Shas, where Rebbe Eliezer said that if I'm right, the carob trees should prove it. And the carob trees picked up and moved. And they said, well, we don't decide halacha by carob trees. And then they said the stream should prove it. And the stream started flowing the other way. And they didn't accept that either. And then he said the walls of the Beis HaMedrash should prove it. And the walls started falling down. And Rabbi Yeshua said to stay out of it, and the walls stayed in its bent position. Finally, a basko came out and said, Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, Halacha is like him, b'kol makom. And the rabbi said, Loi b'shamayim hi. The Torah now is given to us. It's not decided by heaven. And Rabbi Eliezer, they went and they burnt all the tyrus that Rabbi Eliezer relied on with this oven, and they excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer. So this was a very, 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 very difficult era in the time of the Gemara. Now, the next case is Yoyrois Ha'arvian, Arabian cauldrons. Now, this is a pit that they dug in the ground, and they coated the ground with clay, and they used it as an oven. That's an Arabian cauldron. Shuchayfe ba'aretz, he dug a pit in the ground, v'toch betit, and he coated it with clay. So here the Mishnah says, it depends on how strong this clay is. If this clay could stand on its own, even with the earth behind it, in other words, it's such an independent coating that it would stand on its own, even if you remove the earth that it's lying upon. Im yochel atit lamay b'fnei atzmai, then tamay, then it's tamay. Vim lav, but if it's only supported by the earth behind it, then it's tahar. Vizeu tanuroi shel ben dinai. And in Shas, this is known as the tanur of ben dinai. Ben dinai was a famous bandit who was always on the run, and he had to make this pit and, you know, quickly coat it with clay in order to be able to prepare his food. And this was also a very big controversy in Shas. We should realize that these are not easy Mishnayos, but we're getting a lot of Yediyos. Imagine we have 5 prakim just about ovens. It's really remarkable. B'chanani ben akash amaratz kodesh baruch hu l'zakai sis Yisrael l'fikra chirbal em Torah mitzvahs shenam adi noi chafetz man tzidkai yag bul Torah v'yadeh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.